Good morning. Welcome to Morning Motivation, day 26. This is Dan Cassidy, CEO and founder of Inspire.com, helping people live better every day. Today, we're going to be talking about something that afflicts many people, and that is stress. In the United States alone, 77% of people regularly experience physical symptoms of stress. That is way too many people who literally feel physically not as well as they should because of the stress in their life. So we want to help you not be part of that 77%, okay? You want to be in the minority in this. You do not want to be affected by negative stress. So how can you do it? How can you stress less? We know that we're all busy today between work and families and friends and kids and responsibilities and everything in our life, let alone technology and all the demands that are placed on everybody, you can minimize the negative stress in your life. And there's a few proven ways to do this. One of the most effective ways to manage stress is also free. There's also no negative side effects, and you can do it in the comfort of your own home. And that is doing some type of meditation exercise. Now, when a lot of people hear the word meditation, they think of a yogi on a mountain, meditating in a cave somewhere. Well, even though meditation began as an Eastern practice, it is actually one of the best things you can do for both your physical and mental and emotional well-being. A group of Boston University researchers analyzed 39 studies on meditation that had over 1,000 participants and concluded that just a few minutes daily of meditation can reduce stress in as little as 5 days. That's right, little as 5 days, you can reduce your stress through just a few minutes every day of meditation. So how can you meditate? Well, there's a lot of different ways you can meditate, but one easy way is just to do simple mini meditations, and that is either set aside one time during your day where you can sit in a room by yourself somewhere comfortable and just think about one statement over and over again. You can think about saying the words I am or life is great or one or just something very simple that you can focus on consciously. Close your eyes, and then as you have other thoughts drift through your mind, just let them drift away, kind of like boats passing along the ocean. Recognize they're there, but don't think about them. Focus on that one statement. And you can set a timer for 5 to 10 minutes, and just doing that alone, you'll be able to kind of just let your mind sit at peace for a while. And at first, there's going to be a lot of distractions. When you first start doing it, you're not going to think that you're actually doing anything productive. But within a few days and definitely a couple weeks, you'll become better at it. And soon enough, you'll really look forward to these sessions. What you can also do is throughout your day, just be more conscious and mindful of your everyday activities. Let's say if you're washing the dishes, when you're washing the dishes, just really focus on being mindful about the water hitting the dish and about you scrubbing them and about rinsing the dish. Dr. Kathy Groover is a contributor at Inspire, and she is an expert in natural and alternative health, and she is a big proponent of mindful meditations just throughout the day. She says you can do this throughout the day without having to sit down. You can make it a practice in everyday life, even if you're stopped at a red light and you just kind of focus on one thing and let your brain settle down those distractions that always come up. In addition to just doing these mindful meditations, you can do mind-body exercises that will help you calm those distractions down. One simple one is yoga. I don't mean the practice is simple, but every town has yoga classes now. The practice of yoga is booming, and nearly every gym you go to has some sort of yoga class because it's really good for you. Not just physically, you can get stronger, you can build up your endurance depending on the class, you can build up your flexibility, but it's also a great mind-body exercise that will allow you to get rid of stress and just relax and calm down. And I'll tell you this, all you gotta do is go to any yoga class, you don't even have to go to it, but look at the people walking out. I guarantee you the people walking out of a yoga class will look much more relaxed than anybody else in the gym. whether they're on the treadmill or doing weights. People who just left a yoga class are very calm. So you can be one of them, just go to a class, do some yoga, and you'll be able to manage stress that way. Another couple easy ways to manage stress are, even if you're not doing yoga, make sure you're getting some sort of exercise every day. If you do it outside, that's great. If not, do some cardiovascular work, some strength training. All that stuff will help you deal with stress. And make sure you're getting enough sleep. If you're not sleeping enough, then you're more likely to be stressed out because you'll be tired, you're not going to be able to function as well. So make sure you're getting enough sleep every day as well. So those are some simple tips for you to manage stress. What I'd like you to do is think about how you can incorporate some or all of these into your day and begin adding these so that you can relax more, be happier, and you'll be less stressed out. That's good for you and everybody around you. So that's it for today. I'm Dan Cassidy. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time on Morning Motivation.